If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's MaintainX.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with J&J to start your Thursday on 99 FM ESPN. Welcome, world, to the FedEx St. Jude Championship. Yes, it's here. TPC Southwind, we're fully underway. Round one is fully underway. Scheffler, McIlroy, Eaves. And when I say Eaves, I mean the great Michael Eaves. Leading ESPN's coverage, I saw this morning of the golf tournament from Memphis. We welcome the world, 69 of the 70 best golfers in the world here in Memphis, Tennessee, all benefiting St. Jude. We're happy to have you. Hush, y'all.
Hush, y'all. Or we could debut my idea.
What's the new idea?
F y'all.
See? We were trying to keep it, as you said earlier, glass half full. No, sir.
But we know they're taking away the
whole glass.
The beverage. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, F y'all. That's where I'm at with it, man. I'd hold that thing up.
Anyone going out there, let me tell you this.
Double birds.
Let me be the 11th 100 person to tell you. It's going to be hot.
Yes.
Hydrate.
Absolutely. And again, with a grounds ticket. You get unlimited water bottles.
Water bottles and food?
And food, yeah. So it is extremely hot.
Brad's got the double-pocketed shirt on.
Yep.
Looks like a guy who's going to be out there at some
point. That's the good burger fit he got on, man.
Man, got two pockets on the breast.
Are you getting out there today? When are you getting
out
there?
I'm out Saturday.
Saturday, gotcha. And you already have your ticket?
Good to go.
There you go. So,
I like that shirt, Brad. I'm just messing with you.
It's good to have you today. It's clownable. There's no doubt about it.
Not clowning it whatsoever.
And
it makes a statement.
And he's got a hat
two
on.
Two pockets on the breast.
He's got a khakis hat on. That joint says khakis. Yeah.
Khakis.
I mean, Brad is Brad. Yep. There's something to be said for that.
Looks like a man who's going to be out there.
That's right. That's right. A lot of men going to be out there, most of which are in the top 70.
Yes.
The overwhelming majority of which are in the top 70 in the world.
Remember, you used to have a tattoo of the number.
That's right. I did. Now we're in a good mood today, I see.
Everybody's in a good mood.
Everybody's in a good mood. Let's see if it lasts. There's no doubt about that. You know, all of us are going through personal journeys, right?
Amen.
It's very true.
Amen.
And, you know, it's just touch and go.
Help each other through each of our journeys. Let's help each other. Because you never know where someone is in there.
No, you
Amen.
Do not. Right? Right? You do not. Absolutely
Could
true.
Use the pick me up.
Yeah. Big show today. Jonah Dunn's going to join us at 10 a.m.
Nice.
I'm assuming, like most sports media members in Memphis, he is out there today. I could be wrong on that, but I'm assuming he's out there at the FESJC. So we'll catch up with him. We'll talk to him about Memphis football. Fan Fest wrapped up, obviously. They got a game in about 2 weeks.
Yep.
Just over 2 weeks for the Memphis Tiger football team against UNLV. That number out to 6.5 some places.
Kind of hadn't moved, really, since the 6, right? Yeah, I saw it at 6 this morning. I think it was
kind of stuck there at 6.5. So we'll see if there's anything new on that. I don't think he'll have anything new on the UNLV side, but we'll see sort of what the latest is with Memphis football at 10 a.m. Then at 11:25, Drew Hill is going to join us. I assume he, too, is going to be out at the FESJC because, I mean, tons of Grizzlies players were out there yesterday. Cam Spencer was out there yesterday. Cam Boozer was there earlier in the week. So we'll talk to Drew Hill at 11:25 about what he's seen and
great scheduling news as well, obviously.
Yeah. Real quick before we get to over-under, want to give a big shout-out and a salute to what do they do on PTI? What do they call like Bon Voyage? Bon Voyage to Brody, Russell Westbrook.
Oh, yeah. Mm,
called
good
it,
one.
A, called it a career yesterday.
Respect.
We've known Russell Westbrook in Memphis for a long, long time because he was, of course, on that UCLA team that Memphis beat in the Final Four in 2008. And so we've known Russ since, you know, he was even at UCLA.
Since birth.
Yeah, basically since birth. You know, I was actually there. I tweeted this yesterday, but I didn't even realize it until I Googled it yesterday. But Russell Westbrook got a triple-double in Memphis when he was with the Nuggets, when they played here. And Sam and I were there. We were hoping to see Jokic. Jokic actually sat that game because I think he had a child that was born, and so he missed it. But it turns out that was his 200th career triple-double, which made him the only player in NBA history to have that many triple doubles. Did not realize we were witnessing history there, but found out about it yesterday. And, you know, that's the thing that you will always say about Russ is it didn't matter if he was 27, 37, didn't matter how old he was. He played with that same intensity and effort every single night.
Yeah.
And that's a rare breed in today's NBA.
Almost didn't have a changeup.
He
almost
didn't.
Fastball every time.
He
did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dead red every time. That's the only way he knew how to play.
Yep.
And most of the time it was paying off. There was a cool little trivia question about him in terms of guys to have scored the most points in the NBA, but not to have won a championship. Only three men ahead of Russ.
Wow.
And what a list it is. I know that's not necessarily the sort of characterization you want of him today, retiring, that he was willing to go down without a championship.
But it speaks to how good you were.
It absolutely does, and he's on a list of some elites
there.
One still playing, by the way.
Oh,
now,
really?
You as good at that list as you are at backup quarterbacks?
This is a top three.
This is the three men who have scored more points than Russell Westbrook and haven't won a title. Same thing as him. He's the fourth highest scorer.
All right,
in terms of those that have not won a title. My son had a guess real quick. It was a great guess. He was wrong, though. I don't want you to make the same mistake.
I think I know who it is. DeMar DeRozan.
Exit.
No.
Give it a no. He's not as good on this stuff as he is on backup NFL quarterback.
He was an ace.
Now he's been studying because we're in the middle of the preseason. Six games tonight, by the way.
I think DeMar DeRozan was a good guess.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
DeMar DeRozan is a good guess. Doesn't he have a...
I think he got traded, right?
He got traded. He was the one that got traded.
Yeah.
He didn't get a peace ring somewhere, did he? No.
I don't think so.
Well, he's not on this list. He actually might be below Westbrook, though. That's actually a good guess. It's not the guess my son had. His guess was Chris Paul.
Mm.
Chris Paul more in the assist category.
Oh, I thought we were talking active. Okay, this is like this.
There's
is where,
one that is active.
That's who we're trying to guess.
Yes,
because Chris Paul's inactive.
There's three that are above. I don't want to go too far here, but this is a great list here. Westbrook number four in terms of most points scored to have never won a title. There's one guy you should.
Is it Mike Conley?
No.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's 20 years. I know why. Yeah. I know why.
And
you're
this is an NBA
no
history we're talking.
This is NBA history.
Yeah.
One playing. Two retired.
I mean, DeMar DeRozan and Mike Conley are two good guesses.
Can I guess one of the retired?
I thought Chris Paul for a 12-year-old was a pretty decent guess.
Yeah.
Is it not? I
mean,
Chris Paul has not won a title. He's scored a ton of points, but he's not top four.
And he's not active anymore, technically.
He's not active anymore. But, John, two of these are not active.
Right.
One is active.
Right.
That's just the breakdown of
the
three.
Gotcha. We're trying to get
it. It's a really interesting list here. I'm surprised you didn't see it this morning, but I like that we're here.
Yeah.
It's a nice little history lesson on Westbrook.
Is Barkley one of the retired ones?
Barkley is not one of the retired ones.
Oh. Damn.
These are good guesses.
Dominique Wilkins?
No. Okay, I'm going to have to start giving out hints here.
Okay.
One, Mike beat twice. He's retired. He's among the scoring leaders. What is
Utah?
He? Top three? Yes. Top three? Come on.
Stockton?
Malone.
It's Malone.
Malone.
All right. The mailman, guys. He scored a ton of points. He's the most. 36,000. What is he? Is he third now? Wasn't he up there with Kareem and, and now LeBron's number one? I want to tell you that Karl Malone's like top three, top four. Back to it. Guy that's also retired. We said he's one of the best scorers of all time. Never won a title. Denver Knicks.
Carmelo?
Yes.
Ah, yes.
He's third.
Mello.
Number two still plays.
Number two still
plays. And I feel like this might, you all might not get this. We may need to hold this till later in the show. Maybe you think about it through because this could stump you for a little while. I don't see on your faces that you're anywhere close.
Oh. I mean,
there are probably people screaming it into the radio, though.
Yeah.
He's still playing.
And he's never won a title, but he's second all time.
Yes, behind only Karl Malone. Points scored.
When you tell
it's
me,
it's not Mike Conley.
It's not Mike Conley. It can't be Mike Conley because it's not DeMar DeRozan.
It's not DeMar DeRozan.
I don't know. Yeah,
we had a Charles Barkley guess, which is solid.
Yeah. But you're saying this guy's active though.
This guy's active.
Active player.
I don't know. I'll have to marinate on it.
Okay.
It's gonna bother me though.
Good.
It's gonna bother me for the rest of the show until we
don't
get
let
to
it bother you. We got over under to get to.
Oh, it's Kevin Durant.
No, he's won the title.
Oh, damn it. It doesn't count.
It'll throw you off here. And that's what
the title thing.
Yeah, well,
no,
that's
titles.
Tough.
It was those were
tons
Steph's
of a good points. Guess, but yeah.
And you're right about DeRozan has not won a title. You're right about that. That's a good guess.
Yeah. Right. I'm sorry, that's I forgot not, Durant.
Yeah, but Durant had to move around again.
But
it's
somebody like Durant. It's somebody, you know, who obviously
journeyman?
Oh, well, no, I wouldn't call KD a journeyman, but just in terms of the came in 2007. You know, 2008. I mean, it's definitely from that draft class. There's no way around that.
Harden?
It's James Harden. Give yourself a pat on the back, Brad.
Of course.
I'm glad we put it to bed before we move forward.
I was thinking about players who started moving around a little bit, and then I started thinking about the Oklahoma City Thunder when Westbrook was there.
Yep.
Of course, Westbrook not winning a title.
29,000. He's coming up on 30.
Yeah.
Malone's at 36, but that puts Harden above Carmelo Anthony.
That's crazy.
About a little more than 1,000.
That's bad that I didn't get that one.
Flopping ass.
That's bad. It's bad. I should have got that one for sure. Well, there you go. Congrats to Brody. The league will definitely miss him.
Yeah.
He was one of a kind. And, you know, going out on his terms. Yeah, he said he had an opportunity to play with the Kings or the Wizards, maybe. I can't remember. But decided, you know what, I'd rather just not. So, he's 38 years old. Go enjoy your life. You know, go enjoy your riches. You earned it. You know.
Yeah, figure out what the next thing that motivates you is.
Yeah, I mean, I think Russ could. I think we could see him pop.
Yeah,
we could see him pop up there. I think we could see him pop up on Prime. I mean, I think he's definitely got a chance to be a decent analyst if he wants to do that. So
that would be interesting.
Yeah,
especially the way he challenges sort of mainstream media.
Yeah.
I wonder if in becoming part of it, you would still have a little bit of that. Maybe.
Yeah,
be interesting to hear.
Yeah. Anyway, congratulations to Russell Westbrook. Great competitor. Great player. Calling it a career yesterday in the NBA. Okay, we don't do it every day, but we certainly do it at least once a week on average. Let's do a little thing we call over-under.
It's J&J's Over-Unders. Over-Unders. On 92.9.
We head to the lush Southwind TPC at Southwind Club, which they redesigned for this golf tournament that will soon be leaving us. And we go to ESPN's terrific once locally based Michael Eaves, days that Michael Eaves has to spend here in Memphis for the FedEx St. Jude Championship. The number we've set by our linesmith, 1.5.
Over. Under.
I feel like Michael Eaves is much like the PGA Tour. Can't wait to get out, even though you appreciated your time here.
Now, you know, Michael Eaves was before my time. I didn't know Michael Eaves as
congrats
a Memphis
to him,
journalist.
Yeah, well, he was here for, was it 24? And I want to say had a radio show, too, with Gaston, maybe? Or
yeah,
I don't want to make it up, but he had a radio show. He's on television locally.
Yeah.
And you could tell that his star was always destined for national. And I think ESPN was always the goal for him. What, coming out of Kentucky? That's who he certainly cheers for, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
The old folks from Lexington.
Yep.
But yeah, he hit it big, man. He kept working his way up the ladder, and now from what I gather, he leads. You know, you'll see him switch it off with Van Pelt a lot, but he leads their golf coverage on a lot of the events, and is right now at least these first couple of rounds. And then they do a ton of UFC with him, right? Fight night stuff. He'll do that stuff anchoring for them as well. Also has the Late Show, doesn't he? With Nicole?
I think so.
Is it Briscoe?
Right.
I want to say.
Yeah.
He does the Late Show out there.
They're good.
So this dude, I mean, you got to tip your cap to him in terms of, you know, the work he put in to get where he is. And joking around a little bit about getting up out of here, but Mike Lee, I mean, we were lucky to have him for the time that we did. National talent. Once, you know, hops on with Gary every once in a while, always did. Has that relationship, and again, he's someone who understands, you know, us Memphians in terms of why we bristle up, you know, when folks think LeBron, whatever else, we're not worthy or whatever else. He's someone who understands it because he lived here. He lived here, and he understands why we cherish it. So the way we do.
Yeah. But I don't know. Hopefully he'll
first couple of rounds. I imagine.
Yeah.
Don't they hand it off to CBS anyway on the weekend?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, okay. I think so. If I'm not mistaken, that's when Nance comes in here and bumps everybody off.
Yeah.
And you'll get Saturday and Sunday CBS. It feels like, and that's when Jim will take over. So my guess here is just a couple of days for Michael Eaves before.
Man,
he's out.
We really used to be a hotbed for media talent, huh? Not so much anymore.
I mean, you're doing Field of 68, bro.
I mean, I'm trying.
Yeah, you're doing more spots this year. We're hoping we've got more appearances this year.
I don't know.
More host spots.
I think they can only go down.
Next. You know, we a Gary, that, and then we've had you.
I know, but
who's next?
I came in 2013.
We're talking about to go national.
You know, yeah, like I mean,
Field 68 counts.
We need the next generation to go national. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Michael Eaves was, he came in and he did the Grizzly sideline, right? On top, I think, because
yes.
I saw on his Wikipedia, he did the Grizzly sideline.
Okay,
well.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
Always had the face for it.
Maybe he was.
You got to have some face with the sideline stuff.
He was Rob Fisher before Rob Fisher. So he walked so Rob could run.
Rob, by the way, shout out, new FedEx commercial for him. I saw it. Fantastic. Fantastic
Fish?
Acting in the commercial.
Fish Nation?
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
That's how you really know you're on top, when you're getting the commercials. We used to have commercials. We did a Winguru commercial. We did we did a commercial at the Forum.
Ah, the old Winguru. Yes. Next young person to go, young media member in Memphis to go national. I predict DeMichael Cole eventually will be national.
Yeah,
DeMichael Cole
covering the NBA in some national way. I feel like getting this early run. And from Memphis, obviously.
Yeah.
In this case, getting this early run as a beat writer so young.
Yeah.
I guess he could go national. Drew could if he wanted to. I bet you.
Yeah.
He's probably had opportunities to leave too, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe he's going to end up being the Jeff Calkins.
He could.
The one who stayed.
Parth the Putty. Yeah, I'm having lunch with him today. He could go national.
I'm going to need you to try to pronounce that last name again.
Parth Upadhyay?
Upadhyay.
Upadhyay?
Upadhyay.
Upadhyay. Parth could go national. He's a free agent.
Just say, what's up, Parth, when you see him this afternoon.
What up, Parth?
Yeah, yep, there you go.
There you go.
Parth Upadhyay.
Cool. Upadhyay. That's exactly right.
It's a pod, not a pad.
And if he sends you an email invite, don't click it.
He got hit.
He got
one of those
he
Jeffrey things. Remember Jeffrey Wright's?
Yeah.
He got hacked.
A Windows computer, which okay, we have that. I don't have a Windows computer at home, but we do have that throughout the...
We have those spam thing. They keep testing us here at Odyssey. Are you guys getting those?
Yeah, Parth.
Them. Yeah. Fishing. Oh, and Parth's sending him.
I'm just getting them from Parth.
What was the number of days?
One and a half. So is he going to be here two or
two.
Under?
I think Thursday, Friday, anchoring, I'm going to guess, ESPN's coverage until CBS takes it over on the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'll agree with that. And welcome back to Michael Eaves.
Yeah.
Most importantly.
Margin of victory for the Titans. Are they playing tonight here on Thursday Night Football?
They sure are.
Okay. The Lionsmith have set the number at 6 for the Titans.
Over. Under.
Real number.
Okay. Real number. We have NFL football. Can I get an NFL song over there?
Let me get it going here.
I mean, put me in the mood, you know?
Like, anything.
Yeah. Put me in the mood. It's like when Mariah Carey, you hear Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas after Halloween ends, you know?
Ever since you told me there were multiple games today, this was a week ago, I'm like, holy cow, I can't wait till next Thursday.
Yeah, and this is exciting because starters.
Mm-hmm.
Starters for lots of teams, but certainly the Titans.
Titans, that's why they're favorite,
yeah,
right?
They're out too. It's 5.5, 6, okay, depending on, you know. Robert Saleh says they're going to play in every game this year in the preseason. Starters are.
All right.
So
no diva stuff.
And the 49ers are not playing any starters today. So, margin of victory 6, I would say over, based on just how much Robert Saleh will care. Former team, playing starters, I will say they cover the number at 6.
Yeah, let's see Cam Ward use the weapons a little bit.
I wouldn't imagine if you're going to play them in each game, though, you only need them for a series or two.
Right.
And so that would be the goal. See the team move the ball and use a couple of these new weapons that you've got.
Yep.
In terms of our man, what is it? We've added it. Not going to say it's Wandell Robinson. Not going to say the man I love to
Carnell
say.
Carnell Tate drafted with the number four pick.
Tate drafted with the number one.
We'll see if he really can be a one. You are excited about him.
We'll see if he can be a one.
Because, I mean, any other number four overall pick, I feel like we'd be talking about nonstop. But you're not sold on him.
There were questions whether or not he's going to be a one, a solid one. I guess there was that about JSN, though, right?
Yeah.
Is he a two or is he a one? You're drafting him when you use that position. You want him to be – use that high a draft capital. You want him to be a one?
Yep.
It's the same questions for him.
I mean, I will say, like – to draft a receiver that never had over 1,000 yards in college.
That's what I'm saying.
At number four is a little dicey.
He wasn't the one.
Right. So
the one is still there.
Yeah.
Jeremiah.
Yeah. He and Marvin Harrison Jr. are tied as the highest drafted wide receivers in Ohio State history. As much a tradition as they have.
Well, where is Jeremiah gonna be drafted?
Yeah.
Because this is it for him.
Yeah, I mean you gotta think ahead of four.
I would think so.
Yeah, I mean, it's
three of them.
It depends on who needs what, but yeah, you would think ahead of four for sure. I don't actually have a bet on this. I have the over in this game at 37.5. It's 39.5 now, but I do think points will be scored, and I think that'll mostly probably come from the Titans. So give me the six here with the Tennessee Titans.
All right, let's go to college football. This is an interesting story I saw pop up on my X feed this morning. Players who get to wear number 5 at LSU, and we've set the number at 0.5. Does anybody get to wear it now?
I don't understand this.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels has hired an attorney to inform LSU that it can no longer use his name, image, and likeness anymore because he's mad about LSU allowing DJ Pickett to wear his number 5, which is not retired?
Yeah, not retired.
Have I got all that right?
Yes.
It has not been retired.
Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, it's an interesting setup.
I'm saying,
yeah.
What in the world? Your right. number's not even retired. I realize that, you know, you're an NFL quarterback. You came in, you make an NFC championship game your first year. You are a star already. But to say that nobody can wear your number, I don't know if this is this a beef because Lane Kiffin hasn't reached out since he's been there. It's just a weird deal why you would – and ultimately, it's a young man who you're affecting or not in deciding whether or not you're going to – and to the audacity of don't wear my number, and but it's not retired,
mm-hmm.
is just, whoa. That would seemingly come to me from a 10-year, 15-year vet that's already had his number retired, and there's just an understanding. But, wow, what a diva. We've never talked about Jaden Daniels in this kind of sense, feels like to me. Seems like we have these kind of conversations about diva, ego, whatever else, about guys like Caleb Williams. So it was interesting to me to see a story about Jaden doing this.
Yeah, I don't – it seems like he's throwing a temper tantrum here. Obviously there's a miscommunication. There's some kind of confusion here because he is under the impression that his jersey would never be worn again. Jersey was not retired, so
I mean, there's been coaching changes, so
right.
I can see there being a misunderstanding. One wasn't carried to the other, but to go to these lengths,
yeah,
you know, which ultimately you're punishing LSU players when they can't use your name, image, and likeness. You won a Heisman there in 2023. Okay, fine. You want to take that out of frustration because somebody's gonna wear 5. Pickett's gonna wear 5. Like,
yeah,
I just think it's over. Maybe being on quarterback has made him even a little bit more diva. The commercials, everything else, I just...
And isn't his mom his representation? I believe his mom represents him, too.
She has been. I don't know if that's
on the QB show.
Yeah. His spokesperson is who's sort of speaking for him right now. I don't know if that... I think that must be someone different than his mom. But
yeah.
The statement was, Jaden made it clear that he did not want his number to be given to another player, and he believed his wishes would be respected. His Heisman Trophy winning season and everything he accomplished on and off the field cemented his place in LSU history. To see his number given to another player is incredibly disappointing and feels like a failure to honor the significance of what Jaden accomplished at LSU.
I'm just saying. I get it. It's your Heisman season. You feel it's special, and someone there guaranteed you that no one would wear it again.
Right.
But to hold them to that, to this degree, to turn up the heat, too, in this case, and having an attorney.
Yeah.
I just think is ridiculous.
So DJ was promised that number in recruiting. The kid.
Oh goodness.
DJ
by the new staff, I'm assuming.
I think it was the previous staff.
Oh, okay, and then they keep him.
Yeah. So DJ is in five, and that was a situation that was promised him in recruiting here for him to sign here, Kiffin said. I've done a lot of research on that with the family and the representatives and the people, so really I didn't have a decision to make. It was promised to the kid. It wasn't done for whatever reason. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to judge something that was done when I wasn't here, but when a kid is promised something to come to a school, he should wear it. So at that point, I don't think it's really my decision. We should honor what he was told.
Well, there's Kiffin saying, this ain't even on me. This ain't even my decision. This decision was made before, you know, beforehand.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Brian Kelly, so this is all coming out. Brian Kelly told ESPN yesterday that he believed number five was promised to Pickett during his recruitment, but he chose not to issue it to him because Daniels was not on board with Pickett wearing the number. So
what, he believed he was promised the number by his staff? Kelly,
clearly, yeah.
By my staff,
yes.
I didn't give it to him because Jaden wasn't down.
Right.
That said, you're responsible for what your staff has promised.
Yep. Yep.
And I don't blame Kiffin here one bit. I figured maybe it's some lost in communication from previous staff to new staff, but this is clearly Kiffin, and rightly so, going public about this being on Kelly's staff.
I mean, this is very simple.
It's ridiculous.
Come on, man. I think about, like, CDR, right? CDR said, like, CDR's number was not retired. And I remember we had him on. He was like, you know, I believe he said he wanted other guys to, he did not want a jersey retired. He wanted other players to be able to wear that number 14, you know, if that number meant something to them. You know, for Jaden Daniels comes at it from a very different place, you know. But his jersey is simply not retired. So it's really not a discussion. I mean, if it was retired, it'd be a discussion, but it's not.
How much does it change the value of his merch and his name, image, and likeness when he's the last one to wear the number?
I mean, for LSU?
But I'm just saying, for him, his name, image, and likeness and everything else, when the number is no longer going to be worn, is there a significant, you know, decrease in value? You see what I'm getting at there? His stuff, his merch from his Heisman season, all of it. There, if another guy can wear that number, I mean, I'm just saying, potentially that stuff stands to come down, no?
Yeah, I mean,
if it's the last five there ever was at LSU, that merch and stuff, that his name, image, and likeness, which he is suing to take away from LSU in this case, don't use it anymore, would be worth more in that case. I'm just saying, I'm trying to look for reasons other than just straight ego here about your college career and your Heisman Trophy winning season.
Yeah, no.
You need to be more concerned about your NFL career right now than keeping kids from wearing number five down in LSU, man.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
And
I've always rooted for this dude. So.
Yeah. I think it's petty. I think it's really petty. And I think he should just simply focus on his NFL career.
Let it go.
Yeah, like
come back, you know, bounce back from injury.
By the way,
year,
like
you
didn't,
the Reds,
you didn't even
Reds Commanders.
You didn't win a championship. You know, did you even make the playoff?
What, that year?
Yeah.
LSU.
I don't believe they did. Brian Kelly probably wouldn't have gotten fired.
Was it down the stretch that they came undone?
I mean, I can't remember. This was what 2024.
Three. 2023 is his Heisman season.
I mean, they were 10-3. I mean,
yeah.
Where did the losses come though?
They lost to Florida State opening game. Then they lost to Ole Miss. And they lost to Alabama. and they did not make the playoff.
Yeah. Well, you lost two games in the SEC.
Yeah.
Right there, Ole Miss, Alabama.
So I mean, I don't know, dude. Like I get it. It was an individually great season, but. I mean, I don't know. I would tell him to like let it go and just focus on being the best Washington Commander that you can be. Thanks for the memory.
This man's like OJ going in the hotel. He's preserving his stuff, man.
Yeah. Plus, he was only there for one season. You know, he wasn't there for, you know, a career.
Well, I mean, we see why he looks at his Heisman Trophy winning season, just the third, I think, in LSU history in terms of quarterback and so.
Well, I would say.
Demi, he thinks it should be history.
It is history. He's got the trophy.
What have they done with Burrow?
They've retired it. He won a natty. He won a natty, though.
But.
And the Heisman.
In his eyes, he got the promise.
Well.
He got the promise from LSU.
Yeah.
His eyes.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Okay.
And so.
I agree that it's clearly
Burrow's
a miscommunication.
Done.
It's clearly a miscommunication.
He's a Heisman. I'm a Heisman. And if you say the difference is the national championship, well, that's not what he was communicated.
Well,
he was communicated.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying.
Fair
I still
enough.
Think he's. You need to swallow this one and move on.
Because in fairness to him, I would, you know, but, he was told. It would
I mean, clearly, somebody, Brian Kelly's.
But, I, there's
whether
so
it's Brian
much
Kelly or not.
Right.
Somebody on the staff clearly promised him that it would not be worn.
No, and Brian Kelly confirmed that.
While his staff is saying to pick it, you will get it.
Yeah.
So that's.
But, like, you know, at the end of the day, like, why are we so anal about a number? There's so much going on in the world.
But it's a previous staff that Jaden should be mad at, not Kiffin and this new crew, right? And you're punishing Pickett, who was just recruited by the previous staff.
Yep.
But this is a botch by Brian Kelly and his previous staff.
So it is a mess because.
And he should be mad at them as opposed to taking it out on the guys that are there now. Kiffin had nothing to do with this, clearly.
Well, the mess is that the previous staff promised it, didn't honor it the kids' freshman year because they were worried about pissing them off. Then they leave. DJ must go back to the new staff as coming off a freshman All-America year.
Yeah, he was an All-American.
And says, hey, when I committed here, I was promised five. So Lane's like, you know, without any communication, you know, assuming no communication between him and Jaden Daniels, he's like, all right, hell, I don't want to lose you. Here's five. I don't give a damn.
He said he looked into it.
You know?
I mean, he said he looked into it.
Yeah, so he's like, all right, let me talk to the family. Okay, you get five.
He was promised it, whatever, I'm going to
give it five. And you know, and that's where the miscommunication is. So, I don't know. At the end of the day, it's a defensive player. It's not, you know, it's not the same position. So I would say it's not a battle worth picking to me.
Yeah, seems like retired guys worried concerned about their legacy. That I would expect more in stories like this, but not a guy who's just going into his third NFL season.
Right,
he's got so much more in front of him in terms of goals and everything else.
Right,
and seemingly priorities. But I would just bottom line, seems like you're taking it out on the wrong folks.
No doubt,
it's the previous staff you should be mad at.
Yes.
You're punishing LSU and the folks that are there now.
Right, and just go have the conversation with Virg Ausberry, the AD. Like, just go have the conversation, you know, and just see, you know,
figure it out.
Yeah,
and maybe in this case, you let the kid wear it this, you know, maybe the
future.
The,
yeah,
you let the kid wear it this year, and in the future, we're gonna retire your number.
Smart.
Right,
you know, you work it out that way.
Yeah.
You keep a former Heisman Trophy winner happy with you, which you want to do if you're LSU.
Yeah, and obviously
get these headlines out of ESPN and everything.
It's a mess situation. You hate to see like schools and players, you know, bicker like this and over something that seems to me to be so stupid, but it obviously does mean something to Jaden. So. That's your guy. You got to make it right with him in some way. So I'm sure that conversation is happening if it hasn't happened already. But I'd also tell Jaden Daniels, brother, your NFL season starts in like 2 weeks.
Right.
All right? Get your head out of your ass.
You're coming off injury, too.
Like, you need to.
Well,
like,
it's a climb in that division, too.
Yeah.
You got Philly squarely in number one. Dallas has got a defense now.
Yep.
You got to come back from injury. And, oh, by the way, the Giants should be improved with Harbaugh. Like, they're nipping at your heels. So
yes.
It's time to play ball, not to worry about these attorneys.
Exactly.
The numbers.
Exactly.
Elsewhere around the NFL, the 0-1 Cardinals coming off of that lost goal line stand last Thursday in the Hall of Fame game against the Carolina Panthers take on John Martin's Las Vegas Raiders. Here we go. Their first preseason matchup. Margin of victory for the Raiders. 2.5.
Over. Under.
Like my man Earl Hardin would say,
oh, baby. Let's go, Mendoza.
It's Mendoza time. It's a great night. I've got curriculum night at school for Riley, and then I'm gonna roll on two wheels back to the crib. I know what time this game starts. I know what time I've got to be sat. This is a 7 o'clock kickoff, so I should be done by then. I'll make damn sure of that. I bet it. I bet Raiders money line -113. Of course, it's out to -145 now. It's like when Cam Boozer played the Thunder in the summer league. You know, I'm just not going to not bet the first ever appearance for Fernando Mendoza.
Mm-hmm.
Had to bet the first ever Cam Boozer appearance.
It'll help you remember it.
Yeah, but I think the Raiders win. I think they cover. I think they care a lot more. They're at home, and this is Kubiak's first ever head coaching gig on the sideline. I know it's preseason, but he's still going to be out there. And I think they're going to let Mendoza rip. I've seen reports that he's really pushing Kirk in preseason. Now, if he wasn't, that would probably be a problem.
They have to tell you that.
Because Kirk is 38 years old.
He's the one pick.
You know, he should sit. He should retire.
Yeah, they have to say he's pushing the old man.
But, I mean, you have to admit, this is an intriguing night. I mean, it's the number one overall pick.
Yep.
Oh, I remember getting my first look at Caleb and how excited I was. Now, I wasn't. I didn't put anything down on it because it's damn preseason, John, as you know.
Yes.
That said, I can feel it coming out of your pores right now. Right? You're white. You are literally wiping your hands down on your pants because your hands are sweating. It's one of it, part of it is the bet. The other part, though, is seeing the man, the number one pick, the man that hopefully you and this organization have crowned to take you to new heights.
Yeah.
There's an excitement in that. There's an anticipation in that. And I hope it comes through for you.
Yeah.
Kirk's going to hold him off for now, though. You don't want him out there. And I'm going to tell you one other thing. It's going to be very important for you. Is that run game going to be improved? Is that offensive line going to be good enough to give that young man, when he's finally in there, something that can really help him?
Yeah.
Because folks always talk about these young quarterbacks taking steps and the coach they've got to help them do it. Bro, having the run game is something that can help your young QB take steps. You got a running back. Are y'all going to block for him?
Yeah, great question. I mean, these are all – I mean, we obviously invested majorly in the offseason with your man who you wanted, Lindebaum, who you couldn't afford, unfortunately. And now y'all –
we had to go cheap.
Now y'all are moving to Hammond, Indiana, because y'all can't afford to stay in Chicago either.
Not looking good.
Indiana on the jerseys they're negotiating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
But,
yep.
But yeah, I'm super pumped. It's been a long time since I've had a quarterback that I was excited to see in the preseason. Matter of fact, it's been since Derek Carr, since I've had a quarterback.
Stop. Excited, to see, excited to see Aiden O'Connell, who I remember you crowning at one point.
he has a new haircut. You should check that out. He's a new man, Aiden O'Connell. He's got like the 90s, you know, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, like parted joint.
I would ask, what's left for him in Vegas?
Oh,
you may as well just leave yourself.
Baccarat, you know, that's about it.
You've been demoted.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks
yeah.
have been brought in over you now.
Yeah.
And basically you're underwater at this point.
Yeah, and I mean, he was the starter, and then he was the backup, and now he's the third string guy.
He should start looking to sell the home and everything.
Yeah, for sure.
It's going to happen pretty soon.
But, you know, I mean, some teams do carry three quarterbacks, so.
And I guess Kirk at some point will be done.
Yeah.
So maybe in your case, you know, that's his hope, is that he stays around and backs up, you know, Mendoza. And that's a good life. It's a good life for Tyson Bajan.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that right now.
Well, and
$10 million and doesn't have to go out there.
And I would say he's not anywhere close to the quarterback that he is. But yeah, point kind of stands. Like, you know, you can make
that
a
can
career
be his living.
Absolutely.
Yes, behind Mendoza.
Aiden O'Connell is a guy who, like, he's going to know the playbook. He's going to know how to execute. He's going to be limited. You know kind of what you're getting. But there's 32 jobs like that in the world, right?
Yeah.
He can fill one of them. I mean –
Well, Levis says no.
Levis says no.
He should have all. There are not 32 quarterbacks in this league better than Will Levis. That's what
said. We'll see him
and
tonight.
And he's not even second string, it appears. Trubisky will be there.
Correct. So tonight, just for the record, you got Cardinals Raiders. That's going to be on ESPN Unlimited. Unlimited.
I don't believe I have that. Well, maybe Superbox does.
Well,
you
have everything.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said you had everything.
I just don't. I think I do.
Yeah.
But I can go to NFL. You see what I'm saying? And just go by that as opposed to the actual network. I've just never seen ESPN Unlimited as a channel on my thing.
Yeah, so you've got Cardinals Raiders on ESPN Limited tonight. You've got Titans 49ers on NFL
Network.
That's
an NFL Network late game, right? That's 9.
Yes. And then Packers Steelers is on the NFL Network.
I'm excited to see a little cam.
I guess if you want to watch the other games tonight, because there are 5. Mm. So 1, 2, 3, there's 6. So if you want to watch the others, like Lions, Bengals, Colts, Pats, Chargers, Texans, I guess you'd have to get NFL Plus for that and watch it on NFL Plus.
But who on Superbox Plus?
Yeah, and I think that's what you'd have to do, though, because all of them are obviously not going to be televised. But I think NFL Plus does carry broadcast game, preseason games. So
those are locally produced in most of those cases.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Like the Titans game, well, maybe not this one because it'll be in San Francisco, but when they come back to Nashville, it'll be the local team.
Right.
You know, it'll be like Charles Davis and whoever is the play-by-play person. Used to be maybe Mike Keith, but I guess maybe not the TV. I don't know how that works on the TV, but I feel like Charles Davis was always on that for the Titans on the TV side of it. But it's just interesting how in NFL you only get – you know, maybe 2 games a year to do a TV broadcast locally. The rest of it is obviously Fox or CBS or NBC.
Yeah.
You know, kind of an interesting deal there. But I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see this kid.
We can tell. We're happy for you.
And you know, Derek Carr was the last guy I remember, and Derek Carr lit it up in the preseason. He was not expected to do a whole lot, and he ended up taking the job from whoever it would have been, maybe Matt Flynn back in the day. He ended up earning it in the preseason because he killed Seattle. I'll never forget it. You know, maybe that happens here with Mendoza. But he'll certainly have every opportunity tonight. Again, that's at 7 o'clock on ESPN Unlimited. Raiders.
Derek Carr no longer in the league.
Nope, he's an advisor to Cal football now.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that. Is that it?
No, we have one more, and this goes to Tiger basketball. Additions for Penny Hardaway next season, because there's been speculation that he could add a roster person. 0.5 is our over-under number. Will he add one?
Over-under.
UCLA football for Derek Carr, not Cal.
Ah.
Excuse me. That's a cardinal sin, but he's an advisor to UCLA football. So additions for Penny Hardaway, 0.5. Well, he poured cold water all over all of that.
He yesterday. Shut it down.
He said, we're going to war with who we're going to war with. Now, there was a very awkward moment, if you go back and you watch the video, where the News Channel 5 microphone, definitely brushes across his cheek as he's leaning in to listen to the answer. I thought it was just, I don't know who was holding the mic for Channel 5, but we got to have a little bit more on-court awareness, you know, like.
Give him space.
Yeah, like, there's just no reason. And, you know, Penny is, I will say this for Penny, my man has such grace with that. You know, like, he could be like, man, what the hell, man? Get the mic up out my face, bro. But he just kind of took it in stride and just kept in it. And eventually the person holding the mic kind of brought it back.
I would hope so. They don't keep it close and all up on his lip.
But I'm like, you know, Penny is going through enough this year. At the very least, he should not have to worry about his media assaulting him with the boom mic. You know what I mean? Like, but obviously he can't even expect that. In this media market.
So it brushed his face, or did it, like, straight up?
No, like, literally, like,
he had it.
You know, the way that it all kind of played out, the great brush incident of 2026 at TPC Southwind.
Was he coming out of a sand dune?
He was talking, and then someone asked a question, and so he then leaned in because he couldn't hear.
More.
And then as he leaned in, I don't know if the person who was holding the mic was maybe looking away.
Yep, I got it.
You know, but it was like a side swipe of all side swipes, you know. It was like when the Titanic hit the iceberg, you know.
It's tougher out there, yeah. You know. Again, stop, you're in a scrum. Here's the thing. Everybody's sweating.
Yes.
You're holding your arm out there trying to keep the mic up or your recorder up.
Yes.
It's hard to do.
Yes.
Just give folks some grace, and clearly Penny did.
No, but
so you should as well.
It was obviously a disastrous situation, you know, in terms of that. But he did confirm that we're going to war with who we got.
Yeah, it's not that dude Hitman was talking about.
Yeah,
he shut us down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he did. No Anthony Johnson per Penny. So, yeah,
not even close.
Not even close. He really really shut it down. Now, I think maybe the not even close was like he was agitated by the mic situation, so he added that in for effect. Again, I'd have to show you and you be the judge, you know. But obviously, just not a great start for the Tiger basketball program this year with the sideswipe incident.
He's fine. How did he hit it?
Does
anybody
know?
Does anybody ever ask him how he plays?
I did not see that.
He told Malik he's got like, is he 2 handicap now?
Oh wow! Well,
he said two.
I know he did the. You know, the interview from the golf course for ESPN.
Yes.
So
I mean, of course you're going to ask him his handicap.
Yeah.
And he told her 2.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm assuming, makes him pretty darn awesome out there in terms of the ones that go out there and play it regularly.
Yeah.
Nobody ever asks him how he's playing when he comes out of these things.
No, I guess we just assume he's playing great, you know? So anyway, yeah, no additions coming for Memphis basketball, according to Penny Hardaway. We'll come back. Jonah Dillon going to join us at 10 a.m. We'll talk Memphis football with him and more. J&J, 90.9 FM.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback.
What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
WSBN. All right, we got some news with the, you know, we're piecing together the schedule here. Kind of a mess what the NBA is doing. We're piecing together this thing before an official release today at 2 o'clock. But it will be the Grizzlies on Martin Luther King Day.
Yes.
We will get it back after a one-year sabbatical because we got the Europe games. We got the Berlin and we got London. So no European games, and instead we'll get MLK Day back on the schedule. It'll be the Rockets. It'll be the Houston Rockets coming to town.
Love it because you figure it'll be one of your few nationally televised games.
Yes. And it will be the late
Certainly
game.
Fewer and fewer, the late game.
Yeah, 6:30, 7:30, whatever. I saw 7:30. I don't know if that's Eastern time or Standard time.
I like the opponent.
Central time, I should say. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not playing the Pelicans.
Right, right.
Who it feels like you've either done MLK Day with or started the year with. You know, two out of the last 3 years, you've tipped off the season against them. So it's not the Pelicans. It's Kevin Durant on MLK Day. I'm with it.
Yeah.
I like that it's back.
You've got MLK back on the schedule, the MLK Day game back on the schedule, I should say. And then on the NBA Cup side of it, I believe we got our pairings yesterday for the Memphis Grizzlies, the Emirates NBA Cup, and the opponents shall be as follows. The Oklahoma City Thunder, November the 6th, at New Orleans on November the 13th, the Clippers on November the 25th, and then at the Timberwolves on November 27th. These are all the cup games. So, you know, two winnable ones for sure. I mean, three winnable ones. Well, I'll say two. Two winnable ones
I'm
at Pelicans.
The same thing.
Yeah.
I know why you said possibly three if you're thinking blow up right for LaMelo.
Yeah. But two winnable ones, you would say. And then you're probably going to – so two and two would be the goal here.
Yeah, I'm with you. I had to kind of dial it back because – you figure Minnesota, even if the LaMelo Anthony Edwards experiment doesn't work,
right.
I mean, just Anthony Edwards on his own can take you down, and this is a complete rebuild and reset for the Memphis Grizzlies. And so, from that standpoint, you expect the Timberwolves certainly be ahead of you and look more like what OKC should look like. My hope is that you go in there and, you know, whether it's that Darius Garland led now Clippers team. I guess we got to wait and see what happens with Kawhi, but for right now, it'll be Darius and Keaton Wagler. You know, or that Pelicans team that just seems like it's been a rudderless ship for so long. It's going to be cool to see if you can compete with and finish ahead of those couple of teams. If you've done enough of a pivot here, and I think even the win total has changed enough to where didn't the Clippers start out ahead of you in terms of the number where it started,
yes.
And now they've dropped below?
Yes.
Obviously, most folks expecting the Kawhi deal to go through.
Yep.
But now that team's been... you know, sort of downgrade in terms of expectations. So my hope is that you can be better than both of them very early on. And if not this year, surely sometime in the near future.
Yeah, agreed.
A lot of folks think the Clips are going to be decent with Keaton Wagler and Darius Garland. I think that is a weak backcourt in this league.
Agreed.
Against most grown men backcourts, at least to start.
Yep.
Because let's be real, Garland's a guy who's been oft injured. You know, it's usually a toe that's keeping him out. As much as I love his skill level and everything else, he's not some tough guy in the league, and you're hoping that Wagler can develop into that. Right now, he's light in the butt.
Yep, light in the butt is a good way to say it.
It could take them a couple of years, you know, if not longer.
So we know five games. We know at Thunder, home against the Thunder on November the 6th, which will be, you know, one of the first games of the season, right? November 6th is going to be pretty close.
Yeah. They usually are. Well, you get the end of the October 1 or 2, and then, you're right in there.
At Pelicans, Clippers at home on the 25th, and then it's at Timberwolves November 27th, and then we know you have the MLK Day game against the – so you got 5 of the 82, and then we'll wait on the other 77.
I want to know when Portland's coming.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Is it?
I mean, it'd be interesting.
Are y'all going to cry on the Ja tribute video?
We never got Desmond Bane. We never got the Desmond Bane return.
Aren't we getting that in the preseason?
Oh, okay.
That was a real preseason schedule that Benson gave us, by the way, and it's only four games. So those are your four preseason games. I believe Bane's coming back. Now, you didn't get Bane. You didn't get Ja.
Right.
We know which one Brad will be more emotional about.
Yeah, fair enough.
Right?
Yeah.
Old Tupac's over there, when they play that Bane video, it could get emotional at that right, Brad?
I will be very emotional with Desmond Bane I'm a huge Desmond Bane fan.
We know.
He leaves it all on the court, him and his little pterodactyl T-Rex arms, you know? Like, Ja, he just tried to keep dunking on people and pulling out guns on videos.
Mm. We know you will be straight-faced for that video if you're there.
No, I may not show up for the Ja one.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
John?
Everybody can put their shoes in the auction block, by the way.
Is there something that they can do, maybe show some kids and some little Jaws that can touch you in a way where you're able to put all the recent pain out of your mind and really clap him up and allow it to tap in?
No.
Nope.
No, not really.
Wait, I think he means it. John's going to have his force field still up.
You? Yeah. Emotional.
I've moved on too.
Yeah.
Because we've had to. We had to get out of the feelings and the emotions and get to business.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now, maybe that one night we'll be able to say, since we've moved to business and we've all moved on, we'll be like, oh, yeah, but I don't think you'll be emotional about it. I think, too, some of the feelings are still too raw.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe down the road we can appreciate it more. So, Baines will probably be the one that'll be written about the most, let's be honest, though, is Ja's return. That'll be something that people are looking forward to when the schedule comes out at, 2 o'clock?
Yeah, 2 o'clock. And then are we going to have a Grizzbeat?
Grizzbeat was Monday. We're Mondays now. We'll have another one on Monday.
Got it. Okay, yes. So you won't have
I think it's Mike and Lang and those guys breaking it down live today on another show.
Gotcha, okay. Yes. All right, well, 41 home, 41 row, folks. This is what we do. So we look forward to that
breakdown
at 2 o'clock. Jeffrey Wright will have that live, and he will go through a game by game prediction alongside leading scorer predictions.
Right after a hit with me, where my guest he'll ask me what I'm looking forward to most about the release, and then he'll have the release for you at 2.
Well, why don't you?
So we'll see if I can line.
Why don't
that
you
up?
Go ahead and tell us now? Why don't you go ahead and practice that answer on us? What are you most looking forward to? I mean, the Ja return is definitely on the list. You know, Desmond
lower
Bane,
for me, and
Jaren.
Guys
does anybody care
Jaren
about Jaren? I guess he's already been
he
back.
He did
his.
Right?
Done
yeah.
his.
Yeah.
He's come back, but he's come back even when we didn't think he was going to be back. He came back real quickly after right after the trade.
Right,
he was here. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you, signing autographs and everything else. When we saluted him and we appreciated and everything else. In terms of what you're looking to see most about the Grizz schedule, just that it doesn't start against New Orleans.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think that's become a tradition.
Two of the last 3 years, you've started against New Orleans because the NBA said, we don't care.
Right. Let's just take the two franchises most likely to move. Let's just play them. Loser leaves their city match.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
And I guess Portland ain't moving no more, huh? Haven't they come closer at
least? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen that. My focus has been on the Chicago Bears moving, but I'll have to check on the Blazers.
There's more likely Bears move, Grizz move. It's Bears.
Yeah. Yeah.
More likely Bears move, Portland moves.
Yep.
It's Bears.
Yep, it's Bears. It's Bears.
This is Bears. This is really it's taken off in terms of seriousness here.
Yeah.
From everything I gather.
This is honestly, Brad, this is not funny. I mean, Jason is going through a lot right now with nicotine and his Bears moving to Chicago.
It is a lot. When I saw those Indiana junts come out last night, I had to do a double take. I'll be honest with you. That's weird.
I couldn't believe what I was reading, that they've incentivized the deal so much that they're going to get Indiana or Hammond in the name.
That's nuts.
That's nuts that the Bears would agree to that, because you are dismissing your entire history.
Yep.
And doing so. It must be a hell of a deal.
Yep.
It must be a hell of a deal. to thumb your nose at your history in that city like that, like it's seeming like you would be doing.
Yeah, I mean, even the New York teams didn't do that. The New York teams both play in New Jersey, for those that don't know, and they're both New York.
Like you said, well, so what kind of incentive is that? That's what I'd want to know.
Yeah. Anyway, there you have it. We'll come back. Jonah Dillon going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Tiger football. Maybe get him a little Grizz. He covers the Grizz as well. Mm. So lots to do when we get back with Jonah. Stick around. J&J, 90.7 FM, ESPN.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.